Yeah, morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso. Today is Thursday. Remember, tomorrow we have the youth forum. I have to remember to call all of them up to make sure they don't forget. You know, that has the three in the studio and Tony Payne from the United States. We'll do that tomorrow. And then on Saturday, we are going to talk to Rhoda Odibo, who is a curriculum specialist. And we are going to critically look at the reintroduction of history into the school curriculum. For the life of me, I don't know why anybody would have taken it out. Well, maybe because I read history up to degree level, so that probably is it. Right. A few funny reactions from the news we had this morning. I found quite a number of them amusing. It is important that people know, and I think I've said this, and Sheriff too has said this, and I think Wemimotu must have said it 1,000 times, that our job here is not to hack people, is not to demonize them, is not to bring them down, and is even not to encourage people. Our job here, simply put, depending on the program, Dailies Today is a news analysis program. So what it means is that, one, your content must come from the news, in principle. Your content, you can't pick any topic from the sky. I'm trying to explain this to our people so they have a clear understanding. So Dailies Today, if you noticed, and if you haven't noticed, now you're hearing, is a news analysis. And what do? You go through the papers and you pick the news item that you think is of interest. Now, it doesn't mean, for example, that all the news that you have must be front page. I have this habit of wanting to look out for news that is probably not out there as such. That's why you find Sheriff and I looking for news in page 14, page this, in the inside pages. And then sometimes what determines what news you bring, sometimes you want to draw up a balance. Sometimes I could be saying to Sheriff, you've had 2 days of very, very bad news. Let's try and bring in some human angle stories. So for you to criticize and say, you didn't talk about this, you didn't talk about that, you need to understand that you're only going to pick 7 stories anyway. So various factors determine that. So it's important that we get a hang on that. So for those, for example, who this morning, because according to them, he's supporting Tinubu from what I said. I have no apologies for what I said. I was just doing my job. He did the right thing, and he'll be commended for it. That's it. I wish some of you could know what is buried inside me as an individual. You'd be surprised. So it's important for people to know that in Dailies Today, what we do is look at the news and give an objective. And now, we are not always wrong. That is one. Two, you might not always agree with what we said. But we have said 1,001 times that it's not a classroom and it's not a court. These things are done just to stimulate you. And then you can draw your own conclusion. Life is, you can't force people to see things the way you see it. The way you see it is the way you see it. I mean, some people would make the best of friends with people that you would avoid a mile away. It is their choice. So I hope we get a clear understanding on that. So you cannot now start comparing, 3 days ago, Uncle Jimmy said this, and look at what he's saying now. It's not like that, though. It is not like that. What we do is to analyze what is in the papers of that day. On the other hand, the Daily Digest that comes up at 9 that you're listening to now is what I call a magazine radio program. That's the way I describe it. I don't know what other people would call it, but that's when I drew up the concept. Right from the time when I was doing Morning Digest in the other station, I had an idea of a magazine program. Now, what a magazine program means, all kinds of things can happen. If, for example, I find myself attending the funeral of a dignitary. I could make my 9 to 10 live coverage of that to say to you, well, I'm in Ibadan and they're burying so-so-so and so. This is where I am. In front of me, I can see this. As long as I can keep it lively and informative. So the Daily Digest is open-ended. And that's why you would find on the Daily Digest, for example, you will have a Diabumi coming up on Wednesday. I will tell you the story of Diabumi. Diabumi started in Nero. One day, my guest didn't turn up. And I picked, it was a Wednesday. My guest didn't turn up. I was wondering what. Then I picked a copy of the Diabumi. Before, we used to do Diabumi. When I started the thing, I used to do it amongst news, maybe just read one or two. But so I picked up the paper, not having a guest. And before I knew it, I had run through an hour of a program doing that. I give God the glory for that. And then it occurred to me that, yes, this would be a very good break. Okay, that let's use this Diabumi every Wednesday. It comes up every Wednesday anyway. Let's use this to break the monotony. Because sometimes these things can be monotonous. Today you have a APC presidential candidates and Daily Digest. The following day you have PRC, this thing. The third day you have OB. The fourth day you have this. And now the politicians are gassing. That's what most of them do. Politicians, they are gassing and whatever. At some point, even you will get frustrated. The third thing I need to make people realize is to appreciate those of us who do these jobs. It is very, very depressing. Or it could be. One of us, I won't mention his or her name, almost had a breakdown. And I almost had a breakdown 2 days ago when I woke up at 6 o'clock and sat on the edge of my bed and I heard Sherif. He had started since 5. And they were going on and on. The people were calling in. Sorrow, 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 sorrow all the way. It affects you. I sat on the edge of my bed and my first inclination was not to come to work. Then I picked up my phone and woke up a friend, just to rub minds with this friend of mine, and that gingered me up a little bit. I hope you realize the stress that we go through. All you hear is a program that goes on for 1 hour. You don't know the stress before the program. You don't know the damage after. So if we're going to be critical of people, let's appreciate the job that they do. Most of you out there, let me start pulling trouble, self. Waiting. Most of you out there can't do this job. Yes. I've invited a few. The other day we invited the common man to come to this. There was one that kept telling Philip, I'm in the bus. We'll soon get to PMS. But we heard his wife in the background. She was frying something like egg or something for him to eat. Yes. I'm in the bus. And then also for, especially those of us in the social media, listen to these programs, think very well. Listen well. Don't imagine what somebody has said. Listen. And luckily, we grew up in the days of Radio Fusion, But luckily, yeah, in the era of the social media, you can watch it on YouTube, you can watch it on Facebook, you can rewind it. Listen again before you make your comments. Some of the comments you have, some of them are very embarrassing. Some of them, they fall my hand. Uncle Jimmy, continue. You don't like this one. You don't like that. Must I like everybody? We don't know. And then, we get all kinds of insults. We get all kinds of threats. You don't get to hear about that. And some of the threats are real. So let's have a clear understanding so that all of us, one big family, we can enjoy ourselves when we do these programs. So that's about what I was going to say. If I ask this lady now sitting next to me, if he has anything to say, he will say you have said it all. He will fall my hand. I wasn't referring to you.
Okay.
But you can talk. Okay, go on, Sherry.
So I think our job is like that of a humanitarian who would take up everybody's problems, sometimes forgetting his own problems.
Yeah.
This one does not have clothes to wear to school. Yeah. This woman does not have aunt. He will cry. She will cry. you know, in secret, but she needs to give hope to those other people that, you know, are
exactly.
depending,
it mustn't
you know, on her, and she mustn't, you know,
yeah.
be part of their problems. That's just the way I usually look at our job. You know, it's quite demanding.
And it's a bit, that's why I was almost moved to tears this morning on your program when some woman called in.
Yeah.
And another person called in and they were being quite appreciative. I say to people, that is what we eat. It is important for people to know that whether we acknowledge it or not, we are in privileged positions.
Mm-hmm.
And if some of us wanted to be billionaires with the connections that we have, we'd be rolling in money. So if you give all that up and for the sake of your country, you do these things. Because look, to be honest with you, first of all, they shop money for this job, you go no.
You go no now.
You go no. When did they interview? When you have somebody interviewing the quotes from one policy document and then says react. There are key things you will know. We don't do that. We're not structured that way. And therefore we demand. You can be very, that's why on my Facebook now, if you criticize me, I'll take it in good faith. If you abuse me, I'll just knock you off. You don't expect me to open the forum in which you will abuse me
no.
and upset my day. No.
No.
If you say things like continue, some young chap who doesn't know what life is all about, he's headed in the west when we are telling him east is where the river is. You want to go and fetch water, you're headed in the direction of the desert. And we are telling you, Omo, this is where you should go. Then you now say we are stupid. This one, continue. That you need to come to Facebook and this. I've said, look, if it wasn't for the job, I wouldn't be on Facebook sometimes. But other times too, you do get a lot of feedback. So let's get that at the back of our minds, and we plead understanding in these things. It's upsetting. Some of you probably think it's prank. You know, it's upsetting. If you don't agree with somebody, respectfully put, we're not saying say yes or no, sir, no. Just say, you can, Mr. Disu, I don't agree with what you have said. This is mine. Nobody will quarrel with that. But when you think that what you call cyber stalking, yes, I remember 2 years ago, you wrote this, see what you're saying now. Of course, what I said 2 years ago will not apply now. Right, so today is some kind of open mic. I just thought that we'd have a discussion amongst ourselves. Today is some kind of open mic. We would take your calls. We might extend the time a bit more from 1 minute since we have some time on our hands. Mm. When you do call in, call from a quiet background. And please, no abuses of any form. You don't have to agree with me. You can call me to say, Mr. Disu, I disagree with you. But as I respect you, respect me. As I respect myself, respect. It's not supposed to respect yourself. And so we'll open up our mic. So we'll give you 1.5 minutes. We will call from a quiet place. Don't call from a tiled, you know, especially toilet and bathroom. It brings an echo. Somebody was very angry. Shazoku Yoru was quarreling with me. What do I mean, don't call from me? He said, what it is of yours? Don't call. I said, if your own toilet is not tiled, is this my phone? I know that's my body here. Okay. If your own toilet is not tiled, if you don't have money to put that, you know, I just tease him. You know, and so if you come from a fully tiled place, you get an echo. And please don't use speakerphone. Put the phone to your ear, because also we have an echo. And then the final word, last word is, don't call with the radio on. As soon as you want to make a comment, switch off the radio or move away from it, okay? I'll take my first caller of the day. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladipo. I'm calling from Orilegum.
Pastor, don't always say you're calling from. Everybody knows you. In fact, you don't even know to say Pastor Ladipo. Just say good morning. I'm joking.
All right,
joking.
Good morning, sir.
I'm just joking.
Uncle Jimmy.
He's calling a female line. And I fell for it. Oh, Chineke. Pastor, you form a hand. Now, that's a female line. You know, supervisor is here. You can't do that.
Uncle Jimmy.
Who is that now?
Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Morning.
Yes, sir. What's that?
Bad network.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, we understand that today is the birthday, 81st birthday of IBB. According to Chief Bode George, he says IBB was a visionary and he wishes him happy birthday. Right. So that was in the papers. I just had to read that, get it out of the way.
All right.
Hello, good morning.
Okay. Let's take another one.
Hello.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladipo.
Yes.
I'm sorry for the other line, please.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You say we could try, but it not work.
Uncle Jimmy.
Supervisor Day.
Oh, God. Uncle Jimmy, you see, the situation we find ourselves now, everybody must take responsibility to make each other happy and not angry.
Yes.
Because I've also noticed that the political system and the politicians, they've set us up against each other.
Yes.
And for this reason, should be wise enough. Like, I know I have people under me as a pastor.
Yes.
Who are churchmen. I know some of them have their opinion on who to vote for. I don't lord it over them because their happiness, according to them, so matters.
Mm.
So everywhere we go, we must be very careful the way we respond to people and the way we react to issues. It's very important. The time we are in now, a lot of things are happening.
Mm.
And because of this, we must take extra caution on the way we react. Some people, even some youths presently now, ask them one question. Why do you support this person? Or why do you want this person to become this? If you trace it down, it boils down to my own personal interest. And you know, sir, when people are benefiting from bad system, they call it connection.
Yes.
So if it's not favoring them, that is when they raise alarm and say it's corruption.
Yes.
But once it's favoring them, they say it's connection.
Yes.
So that is the best thing we can do for now. Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
Okay, 9:22, I think, when am I taking a break? 9:24. So the next caller, 1 minute, just 1 minute, and we got to go. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, I said to the quarry this morning that all the jabs they threw at him, despite that, he still calm, cool, and explain things to us. That's exactly what you are doing as well.
Yeah.
Like this morning when Ikaite was saying those things that happened to her, tears come out of my eyes where she mentioned, oh, Quadri and those who are helping, they are the government that he recognized. So, Uncle Jimmy, like I always tell you, don't give up, my brother.
I won't give up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we've got to take a short break. When we take a short break, when we come back, we'll still take more of your calls, okay? So don't go away.
Give me this right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and we move on. One of the things I'd like to get your views about is this meeting yesterday between Tinubu and Obasanjo, and also between Peter Obi and Femi Kuti. Okay, those two news items at least brought a bit of pleasure to us here. You know, at least we have something nice and pleasant to talk about. I'd like to know what you feel and what you think the significance is. Now, no character assassination here. Okay, just tell us what you feel. I mean, I felt, like I said this morning, that I wish the supporters of Tinubu, you know, imbibe his philosophy in politics. He recognizes the fact that not everybody should like him and not everybody should want him. His disciples don't think that way. And that's why, because he's a very determined man, and you must give that to him, he went out of his way to go to what I will call the lion's den. No disrespect to Gbenga Daniel, who was always there, you know. He's the lion that we refer to. And he was there. The governor, everybody was there. There was some Oba that was there initially. I could have sworn he was the only. I was livid yesterday. What is this man? So apologies, sir. Even I just thought of it, I didn't tell anybody. But I was glad to, to identify the man much later. He's some, I don't want to use the word smaller, but some It's less to, but we'd like to tell our traditional leaders, stay in your palaces, stay out of politics. They are father of all. Of course, you will have your preferences, but remember that as traditional rulers, you are father of all. In your domain, you have those who will belong to the PDP, those who will belong to the Labour Party, those who will belong. Indeed, in principle, if you have a governor, like Governor Sanwo-Olu in Lagos, is not an APC governor, he's a Lagos State governor. He's the Lagos State, he's father of all, he's there to cater for all, make life comfortable for all. Christian or Muslim, heathen, whatever. So our positions sometimes determine the things that we should do. And I've seen a few traditional rulers endorsing governors. It's not right, sir. With due respect, Obas. You can work, can have your, offer support in other ways. But public endorsement divides your people and divides your kingdom. So if I have an Oba who says that this is where he's going, what if I'm not going in his own direction? How do I feel? Let's get that one very clear. So we'd like to know how you feel. I think it was a good move on Tinubu's part. But we didn't hear what happened. We didn't hear what Obasanjo could have said. I'm not going to let you imagine what Obasanjo could have told him. I've seen a bit of it on Facebook, and it's quite laughable. But Obasanjo is unpredictable. In just the space of 4 years, he has said two different things about his former vice president. So you never know which way he's going. And then also, maybe when you do call in, you tell me what impact does this have. Also, one of the things, maybe we'll have a full program on it. I want somebody to brief me and tell me the impact of, say, somebody saying that, like an actor says, I endorse so and so. So because I watch him in movies, therefore I should go in the direction he's going, or a footballer or whatever. I'd like to know if you tell us if it has any impact on you. I don't go where everybody is going. I think I have something between my head to know that, okay, fair enough, you might be headed in that direction. I have no problem. But you see, one thing I've noticed is most of these endorsers have had one favor or the other from the person. One even said it without knowing that he was digging the floor for him to go into. He said, oh, I support so-and-so because he has been of good support in the past. Even if you sent me to school, I might not support you. Because we need to get clear that elections are for people who have the capacity to lead us. That's what it is, pure and simple. It's not given to sentiment. I'm not going to support my church member. I remember the late Alhaji Kola Animashan, who said that during, I think it was local government elections, even though he was the Baba Adini of his mosque, that one candidate was in the mosque where he is, another candidate was some Christian somewhere, but he thought the Christian would do a bigger job, and he supported him. He even wrote it in the papers. Okay, our lines are going to be open now. Don't call the female line if you're a man, even if your voice is female. Do you see that one? You try him now, it don't work. Pastor, it don't work. Supervisor is here. Okay, so let's pick the next call. Hello?
Hey,
Calvin, how are you?
To God be the glory.
Yes.
Your friends, I met your friends, the former deputy governor. On my streets, I met Tuma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we talked about you, Mr. Femi Pedro, I'm talking about.
I know, Femi Pedro. I know you.
he promised me a book. I want to thank him in advance. Even though I never collect the book. Yes, Okujumi, you talked about if it makes any relevance. To me, it does not.
What now? Which of them now?
Is it the visitations we are all seeing?
Oh, okay, the two.
Yes, the two. The issue of that one, the one of Shoki, as they call him in the shrine, Femi.
Yes.
His own is, people did not understand what he was saying. So I thought it was good that the Labour Party candidate had to go there to make people reason, properly and understand that it's not all about what they are thinking. Because people like to interpret, make their own interpretation of issues.
Yes.
And most of the time, they get it wrong.
Yes.
So it was a good move for him. for me, my worry and my concern is for us as a people. The politicians are doing their own down. Good and fair, no problem. Everybody has the right to visit, wants to visit, go and do endorse, you want to endorse. Celebrities have the right to endorse whoever they want to endorse and, you know, and disown who they want to disown. We, the people, if we don't get it right February next year, that pastor will enter. We must get it right next year. And we don't need to say these things, you know, for people who need to understand these things, you know, in a simplistic way, the best way we can put it, get it right next year. You have seen the whole candidates. I think there are 17 presidential candidates.
Yes.
You have seen all. Scrutinize them. Check out their records, what they have done in the past. Those that have become governors before, those that have become senators before, whatever they have been, those that have become vice president, check out what they have done and do, take, make your decision on their past records.
Okay, Calvin.
If you don't do that,
yes.
You'll be, yeah, you said something.
I wanted to ask you, now, why should you vote? Let me explain. Should you vote so that somebody would win? And in which case, does it make sense for you to say, oh, I'm not going to cast a vote for somebody because I don't think he will win? Like Yorubas will say, me of Edabono. Or do you vote to make a point to yourself, you know, that, okay, I believe that even if this man is not likely to win, but I want to encourage him and I want to vote for him. That is where my spirit has led me.
Two ways I'm going to answer, respond to your question. Number one, I'm going to vote on some issues. I'm going to have a protest vote.
Okay.
I'm talking personally of my own self. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a protest vote that I'm going to vote. I don't want to say the category of that place. I'm going to do that protest vote. The second vote I'm going to cast is going to be based on my selfish interest, my own interest. I want to be selfish this time.
Yes.
So those are the two categories of votes I'm going to cast next year.
Okay. For
protest vote and my selfish interest, my own interest, go, not anybody's own.
Okay, supposing your interest, and Sheriff, I want to listen to this one, because if we ask you now, you say you didn't hear. Supposing your interest is to... Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm hearing.
Supposing you see, is there anything wrong in seeing the elections as a money-making venture for our people who would be saying that, look, let me make all the money to eat bread and yam in this period. So you now, maybe you don't sell your vote, but you get paid to vote.
No, but Uncle Jimmy, you know my position on this now.
Yes.
I've stated very well on this platform. Nobody should collect a dime from any politician to cast your vote. I don't believe, I want to repeat it again, and I'm sorry that I'm sounding like a broken record.
Yes.
I don't believe in that principle of give me the money, I know it's not good. Don't collect that money. Make that not collecting that money, you are sending a message to the man.
Yes.
They do it in Ghana now. When the politician brought whatever he brought, they were rejecting it and throwing it back at him.
Yes.
Because that sent a signal to the man. If you say you will collect, I will do what I want to do, I will vote what I will, but I will collect this one first for this immediate moment and feel my stomach. You have not saying, you have not made any, send any signal to that man that is buying your vote or giving you money to get your vote. So my principle is, don't take a dime, vote your conscience, don't collect anything from anybody, because anybody that's giving you anything for you to vote for the person, that person does not mean well for you. It's a great gift. I'm in my street here, in my platform, somebody created a platform, I was putting my name, I'm putting everybody in there, I know where he belongs, I know the camp he belongs, I don't want to mention the name, and he was sharing money. And I told them that it's not bringing near outside, we don't need it. It's not that I'm rich or anything, but we can't sell our dignity for any politician. We have come past that.
For all his worth, just for the fun of it, how much were they sharing, sir? At least 2 million.
You know, Richard, my tax also, like from 50K.
Per person?
Ah.
That is the one.
You have to belong to the platform, though.
That is.
That platform.
That is.
I don't know how they got my number anyway, because I don't want to belong to that platform, since my wife is in that platform. But they somehow added me to that platform. You know, and some people have started collecting,
so,
and they have
did your, wait. Did your wife collect?
How can she dare not?
Afo
she can she try him now?
That is the one they call what for what Busha Bulani.
She knows now. She knows. She knows more the guy in this place than me now. She knows.
Okay.
So up to me, that's my position.
Okay,
and I wish all of us well next year.
Thank you. Alright. What a hilarious one. I wanted to say that if he said his wife correct, okay, that Okoroko you are eating with. Usually, it's a turnaround of resources. Usually, not in all cases. And what I mean is this. That money that you collect could have been done into tiling your road so that water doesn't enter your house. But you've collected the money. When the rainy season comes, repeatedly for another 4 years, and so water could enter your house. That's the best analogy I can put, I can make now. For that 50K, Shoton, fair enough. But for the next 4 years, your road will not be tired. You will not have drinking water. You'll be running to buy fuel to run your generator. That 50K, of course, will go in less than 10 minutes if you don't go. Second base, let's pick another call.
Yes, let's do.
Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, how are you, sir? Who's calling?
My name is Dan Baba.
Ah, Dan Baba, how now?
Hi, sir. Tinubu, Tinubu, Fonjo. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yes.
It is very, very good.
Yes.
Don't forget that Obasanjo has said before, since he dropped the PDP membership card, that he's not going to be active in politics again.
Yes.
His house is open for anybody who wants to seek for advice.
Yes.
We don't know the type of advice he gave Tinubu yesterday, whether he urged him to run or not. Mm. And don't forget that Obasanjo stated his position recently, that it is turn of the southern, and Tinubu is from the south.
People
have visited Obasanjo before now. We don't know if he threw his weight behind Peter Obi or Tinubu. Like you said, let's see how it goes. As time goes by, I urge your colleague, journalist, to go further and ask what, play during the meeting. We should stop speculating. Let's wait for the journalist to give us the truth. And don't forget that IBB itself has been playing the same role for a very long time. Mm-hmm. People go to his house to seek for advice. And people should not be surprised when Atiku will visit Baba. Baba will receive him. It's politics. I don't see anything there.
Okay, we always say that these things are politics, but the question I then ask is, what is the point that is being made? Hello? Oh, maybe
it's gone.
Maybe our next caller can answer. Sheriff, okay, maybe I should ask you. Okay, we keep saying that these things are politics. A man tells a lie, it's politics. He does this, it's politics. But what's the point that is being made? What point was being made yesterday by Tinubu visiting Obasanjo? Peter Obi's own is very clear. He went to it was more or less like a peace move and to reassure Femi Kuti because there was also the threat to burn his house and this and that. So he went to assure him all is well. But in this particular case, what is the benefit?
What if that could be a peace move as well?
Okay, so that Baba would then do what? Support him?
Maybe.
But what manner of support do you need from Baba in reality?
We cannot underestimate the influence of
Baba. At least if he doesn't campaign for you, he will not campaign against you.
Yeah, and that may count. That definitely counts.
But you see, I told you, Tinubu I wish his followers understood this gentleman. He knows the benefits. We might not even know all. But if he breaks it down for you, you'll be jolly well surprised. Some naive politician will say it's enemy territory. You understand what I'm saying?
He
will say, say it's enemy territory. I just like you'd find people, don't go to Nigeria Info to Jimmy Dixon. He doesn't like it. Come on. These things are not that personal. I just wished. And once again, I mean, I'm sorry I'm repeating this for the umpteenth time. I'd like to give kudos to the nation for what they did this morning by having Jandor full page on his ambition to be governor of Lagos. There's this call coming on Skype.
Yeah, Osamede, on Skype.
Morning, Mr. Osamede.
Hello, morning, sir.
Morning, how are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Yeah, from UAE, Abi.
Eh?
From, where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from,
Oh, here. This is Osa.
Your man.
Why you said Osa Deme? I didn't know he's my man, Osa. Okay, just
true.
Osa is Osa Deme. Oh, yeah.
I'm just enjoying your gist.
Oh, okay.
Hey, but I'm sure you went to see Baba to, normal courtesy. Oh, I'm running for president as an ex-leader, ex-statesman, father of the nation. So it's So to me, it's a normal courtesy.
Yes.
You know, to just inform him.
Is there any political mileage in it?
So I think it shows maturity on the side of Ashiwaju.
Yes.
You know, though definitely there have been back and forth. So I know all those are all political brickbats. Same way Buhari and Co, led by Ashiwaju, went to see Obasanjo in 2015. So I think it's the same way. Oh, Baba, we are here to see you. No, I'm contesting for election. Though you have heard, I've declared I've won the party tickets. You know, so I'm buying for the presidency next month. Next year, I mean. So I think it's in order.
Do you think Atiku would make that same visit?
Extraordinary. So, Baba endorsement, yes, we'll give him some far-reaching, whether I like it or not, he's an influential leader, and I one of the person that I'll call, to me, I'll say the greatest Nigerian leader ever. So I'm sure because of international reach, so Tinubu knows what he's doing. So he's a strategist. So whether Baba votes for him or Baba does not vote for him, at least I have...
I've made that move. Do you expect to see the same Atiku doing the same?
Atiku will definitely go and visit him now. Atiku will definitely go and seek his blessing. Concurso has been there. So they will keep going. So Atiku will still come back to Abeokuta to come and campaign. And he will still go and see his former boss. I regard him as a boss. So it's...
In spite of all the things he has said about Atiku. In spite
of... He endorsed Atiku the last election now.
Yeah, but recently...
Against Buhari, the last election. Even in the Island Club, I think that video, that clip is still available. Anybody can watch it on YouTube. He endorsed him. So he said, yes, I think he has learned some of his, he has learned his lessons.
Lesson.
But I feel like this is the best person at of that moment. So whether if he's going to endorse Atiku now, it's another ball game. You know, I also listen to things like, it's Southern Turn. Southern Turn depends on where you are coming from. On which party you are coming from.
Yes.
So it was not, we don't have one party in Nigeria. Now, this is the National Party of Nigeria, like one party state.
Yes.
So if another party says, Uncle Jimmy was president, so now a Hausa man from Susa, so I mean, Northern man cannot take over. That's what APC is doing. So yes. Did APC say, okay, so to me, what APC is saying to the South, and they decided to give it to one of their party chieftain. So yes. The PDP, the argument of the Northern people is that PDP were ruling for 16 years.
Yes.
After 16 years, 13 years were ruled by the Southerners in our party. 3 years were ruled by one of us who passed away, unfortunately passed away. So we feel that we have not even done even a full one term.
Yes.
That's the argument. So that's the party argument. So we should also, we shouldn't be sentimental when PDP or when the Atiku are saying those things. Because they'll look at all those issues I said. See, we gave you votes. We did all these things for out of 16 years. You guys waited for 13 years. We just for 3 years. So think at least let's take a shot and do that thing. Same for APC. APC will say, okay, we gave you nothing as true body for 8 years. Now is the turn of the southern part of the party. Why did they give it to south? I mean south. No, I don't know for them. Why did they say it's zone to southeast? Nobody knows for them. So they decide to go to where they have the stronghold.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. God bless you. No, thank you very much. Nice talking to you. Hello, good morning. Hello?
This is not talking.
It's not talking.
It's a Canada one, yeah. Okay. It's a Canada one.
Okay. Hello? Hello? Let's take another one. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy.
Switch off the radio, please.
Good morning.
Switch off the radio where you are.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Go on, I can hear you.
Okay, Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Morning.
I don't know why people are too much concerned about the situation of Tinubu to Obasanjo. I don't know why people are so concerned about it. What concerned them? It's a politics. Would they allow the man to feed on his room? At such a time like this? Or to get to such a position like that, is it easy? You have to go around. And moreover, Obasanjo is a brother to Tinubu. He must take a counsel from him. I am not from South East. I'm not from South South or another South West or whatever. So all the, I have been listening to all these people's talk. That I don't see reason why they should be going against why the man should go to Abeokuta. Some say he hired a crowd. Some say he do this thing. What concerns them? It's a politics. He has to make his way. Okay. I can get to the position.
Okay, thank you, sir.
So, as for me, if Obasanjo, if Tinubu should go and visit Baba for his house, yes, it's right. Moreover, I need to seek his help. I talk at times like this.
Okay, thank you very much. I think I need to put it on record, just in case you just tuned in, that it wasn't during this program that anybody complained about Tinubu visiting Obasanjo. Not a single soul. Both myself and all those who contributed, nobody complained. And when you say what concerns them, I think that, okay, that is the Nigerian English meaning that it's nobody's business. It is everybody's business. Politics is everybody's business because whoever emerges president is going to be representing us. He's going to lead us for another 4 years. So every move, if he goes to the toilet, is our business. If he can't go to the toilet, is our business. Okay, so what and nobody, like I said, I didn't hear anybody say he hired a crowd here. Maybe you heard it in some other forum. But you know that in politics, these things, just like you said, these things will also happen. And then there are some people that are just critical. It's not a sin. It's their right. You stand where you stand. They stand where they stand. As long as they're not doing it in any form of slander or whatever, people have the right to express their opinion just as you did. Sheriff, I think I can only take one more.
Yes, I think you can.
Just one last call.
Let's take one last call.
Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Good morning, sir. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I keep trying every morning.
Yes, sir.
And he hardly gets in.
Yes.
All right, sir. First and foremost, this is Gideon calling from Ekpe.
Yes.
The visit to Obasanjo, I think it's just normal political consultation.
Yes.
And as regards political mileage, I think two things come to play.
Yes.
The optics alone sends a message. You want to, as you go out to battle for that ticket, you want to send a message that you have your house in order.
Yes.
So the optics alone gives Tinubu some political mileage.
Mileage, yes.
Regarding what Obasanjo now said is what we do not know.
Yes. But
for the optics alone, I think that's considerable political mileage.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. This is just breaking now. Emirates have suspended all Nigerian flights. Over 85 million naira dollars that is blocked here.
$85 million.
Yes, Emirates. Virgin rates have gone up. They've gone so high. Upper class, as at Monday, was 6.1 million. And Nigerians are still flying. They also say because they have their funds are stuck here. They can't buy Forex to repatriate their funds. They keep moving the tickets up, hoping that Nigerians won't buy. But guess what? Nigerians, they're buying.
You're still buying.
They are going, families of five. So 5 times 6 is what? Philip, you're the 30. Youngest here. 5 times 6 is 30 million for a 6-hour flight. For five. Economy, I think, is about 1.2.
What?
That's almost triple of what we used to have.
I had local flights now. 45 minutes of local flights, about 90, 100, 110.
No, I will go back to resort to the good old Igbe. Do you know Igbe?
I don't know Igbe.
I have one chair I will give you.
I don't want. That one can go and land me inside ocean.
Well, Igbe can land you anywhere. Yeah. I remember one driver when I was in the distributing for a newspaper. He had an accident. The car was, let's say, in VI. They found the man in on top of a tree on Awolowo Road. That kind of distance. Omo, what happened? I said, Omo, what happened? Yes, I said, Omo. When you meet Omo, kini yeni. I got to go. I'll be back here tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. I'd like to thank Sherry for being here. For that Igbe story, one day, I'm going to bring to you. We'll talk about whether there is Kurube or no Kurube. We just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow at 9. Bye.
and win big. Experience the wonder of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar with Coca-Cola.